You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports. We've been poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof of your head, your bank account, anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please let me tell you, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You guys are a little late, I think. Yeah, we celebrate every day, Ron Siegel Radio. We love the idea of a good celebration. Today, yeah, we are right here in the beginning of a new month. National Ohio Day. Yeah, there's no excitement there. Color the World Orange Day.
It is what it is.
Job Action Day. Traffic Directors Day. Okay, we'll have to go with my favorite, being that I do enjoy these. These are a good one. And having beaten anorexia, I am permitted to enjoy the fact that today is National Deviled Egg Day. Yeah, I enjoy where do you get good deviled eggs? I enjoy some good deviled eggs. Where are you getting them? Let's take a look and see what the markets are doing today. Yeah. Watching after a very difficult week last week in the markets, the Dow Jones now up 437 points. S&P 500 is up 41.60. That's a nice number. The NASDAQ is up 40.41. Watching that one, that looks like a good number for you. We're looking at oil up 40 cents a barrel. Yeah, that's doing okay right there. Should we look at gasoline prices? $2.12.9. National average of a gallon of gasoline. Yeah, right here in Calizuela, we are paying way too much money for that. Missouri, they're at $1.79.5. 179.5, and here in Calizuela, we are at 317.8 is the average of a gallon of gasoline here in Calizuela. 317.8. So what is that? About 39 cents a gallon higher than where they're in the oil producing state. Yeah, of Oklahoma. Well, it's not Oklahoma. It is Missouri. Yeah, the pipeline goes right through Missouri. I don't think it stops there, so they probably have to truck it back, or they get it from Calizuela. But we keep voting for people that do the same things and thinking we're going to get different results. I am watching that because I find it fascinating how often we do the same thing. We're going to vote for the same people, expecting to get different results, and we just continue doing this over and over and over again. Yes, I am talking to you. You are in the, if you're in the union, yeah, I got a story right here for you. The Governor Gruesome, yeah, he doesn't want to do anything about the unions. He doesn't want to help at all for those of you that work for Disneyland that are dealing with all the problems over there at the Magic Kingdom. But it's Governor Gruesome that is not, won't even say the name Disneyland. Figure that one out. I mean, talk about a interesting individual, but just more layoffs over there at Disney. Yeah, they took the furloughed employees and they said, you know, something. See, they're going to have to lay off people. California, and Gruesome thinks that this is what's going to solve the coronavirus problem, keeping people out of work, keeping people unemployed, keeping businesses losing. Maybe they'll never get back. Maybe they'll have to file bankruptcy. Yeah, Union 50 over there, the food, I think it's food servers, they had a bunch of their folks who just went from furlough to layoff. And we wonder about that in the time of an election. So, folks, are you going to continue voting for the same people that have done this to you? I have a fascinating story. My wife was chatting with a relative yesterday who lives in Los Angeles, talking about everything being all boarded up. The stores are sparse, don't have a lot of inventory. Well, think about this. If you were a business owner in Los Angeles, you know that the Mayor Garcetti does not want to let the police do their job, right? They need to stand down. They could bring in the National Guard preemptively and make sure there are no issues. They could have done that for the Dodger win. They could have done that for the Laker win. I don't know why the people want to tear apart their communities when their teams win. But now with the elections coming up, we see that Rodeo Drive, they've boarded up all the businesses there. Lots of stores letting their inventory dwindle. Do you think they want to have a lot of inventory in these stores so the rioters and the looters can come in and have more to steal when the mayor, the governor, they do nothing about it? Think about that. Why would they contemplate doing that? Doesn't make any sense if you're a business owner. Hey, let's stock the shelves so that they have more to steal from me and I can lose that much more money. Right, so why would they do that? It doesn't make any sense. And no, they're not going to stock the shelves for the looters. So when you start looking at it, they say, oh, yeah, there's no inventory. We can't get some of our essentials, things that we need. Well, what do you think? Do you think you're going to continue getting that? Continue voting for the same people and see if you get different results. I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, it's not, I don't live there. I don't want to live there. I don't even want to go there for a vacation. I don't want to go there to drive through there unless I'm going to Paso Robles to get some wine. Right, but think about these things. Why would you want to do these things when you know what the bottom line is? Just throw that out there. Hey, how about the fake news? ABC News, Washington Post poll says that Vice President Biden leads Donald Trump by 17 points in Wisconsin. 17 points in Wisconsin. You got to just, all you can do is laugh about some of these things.
I got a bad feeling about this.
So, you know, you look at the ABC News, Washington Post, fake news, talking about some of these issues. 17 points. There's no way you can have a 17-point. Oh, wait a second. I can tell you exactly how they do it. I didn't go and look up the exact methodology. Now, here they have to show you on the websites for any of these companies that publish polls. They have to tell you what their methodology is. They have to tell you how they came up with the numbers they came up with. Some of them don't want to tell you that. Well, the way they do, probably that ABC poll, I didn't look at it again. I didn't specifically go to their website, look at the methodology. But my bet, if I was a betting person, and I am, right, they probably over-polled Democrats probably by 10 to 12% to come up with these numbers. So, yeah, you can come up with a poll that says whatever you want. You push the results the way you want it. Now, here's what happens. Here's the thing that really messes us up when we have polls like this. It used to be that I would share with you, go to Real Clear Politics and check out what they have to say, because they're an average of many, many polls. Well, you can't go to Real Clear Politics because you get something like a bogus poll like this one that tells you that the vice president. That would be quid pro quo China Joe, right? He's leading by 17 points. Put that into the average, and Real Clear Politics is going to come up with a bad number. So that's why they end up seeing where the polls are rarely accurate in what they're saying anymore. That's the issue. But hey, you know something? Quid pro quo China Joe, he believes them, so he just stays in his basement. And I have a feeling that he's not going to be too happy when it comes tomorrow night when he gets to see exactly what the people say. Right? Here's the issue. Think about this one. How many, anywhere here in Southern California, where we know that the election, I mean, we believe, last number I heard was 60-40 going for quid pro quo China Joe, right? 60% voting for China Joe, 40% for the president. But, you know, something, I go around and I don't see any, you know, I've been in San Diego, I've been in the Inland Empire, I've been in Orange County. I know Orange County is fairly conservative, although we did get a couple of Democrat Congress people in the ballot harvesting. Yeah, we know how that happens. But think about this. I haven't seen any parades, boat parades, car parades, anything for the vice president. Yet I see a lot of them for the president. Now, I don't know anybody that's voting for quid pro quo China Joe because they like him. The people that I know of that are voting for quid pro Joe, they're voting for him because they dislike President Trump. Okay, I get it. So they're voting again. Now, you think that the people that, just because you dislike somebody, are you going to stand in line for hours, half hours, multiple hours because you dislike him? No, you're going to go about your daily business. Now, the ardent Trump supporters who are out there driving around in the parades, they're in their boats in the parades, they're walking, they're marching, they're gatherings. Yet, did you see, I mean, look at the rally last night in Florida. After midnight, they had a rally in Florida. Now, those are senior citizens mostly. I mean, you had a lot of seniors in Florida, right? But the president's there with 20,000 people in a midnight rally. 20,000 people. Joe doesn't even get 20 cars, right? I mean, that's just the way it is. So if you look at the momentum, if you look at enthusiasm, I'm just going to share with you the enthusiasm that we're seeing for the president might tell you that some of these polls might be just a little bit off. Maybe they're a lot off, similar to where they were a couple of years ago. Amazing. Now, you look at the pollsters that are got it right. There was only, I think, two pollsters that got it right in 2016. I think it was Trafalgar Group and Rasmussen. Trafalgar's already come out and said that the president will be reelected. He's got all almost all of the swing states going for the president. And I found this fascinating, listening to one of their people there. They said the president needs to win Pennsylvania by 5 to 6% just to offset the fraud. 5 to 6% to offset the fraud.
What's the big idea?
Yeah, that's not too cool right there when you look at that having to come up with that. But we know, if you listen to Rudy Giuliani, he said in his first election as mayor of New York, they assumed they had to have a 100,000 vote lead to offset fraud. In his second, they cut it down. They only needed 50,000 to offset the fraud. That's just not the way it should be. Just throw that out there for you. But the big issue, obviously, is the nonstop discussion of the coronavirus. Yeah, well, maybe after the president is reelected, he'll get rid of Dr. Fauci, let him go back to private. Oh, wait, I don't think he's ever been in private practice. But, you know, something, I think that Fauci, even all the way back to the days of HIV, has not been good for America. Now he's out there giving this guidance, and he's supposed to be the medical guy. I think he's the egotistical guy. I just throw that out there. That is my personal opinion. I look for what you have to say. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, four reasons why the election won't dampen the housing market. Do insurance companies use credit data? How much money do you need to buy a home? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Oh, wait a second. You know something? I just saw this one come across. If you're going to a Trump rally, yeah, they have got a new set of rules. If you're for the president, honk your horn. If you're for the vice president, just flash a middle finger. I just throw that out there because, you know, where is it? There it is. Yeah, you can reach me anytime. Our off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
State Radio is hosted by local real estate and finance expert Ron Siegel. The purpose of this show is to help consumers understand what's really going on in our local real estate market. We're teaching you the why and the how-to, so you'll always be one step ahead of everyone else. Whether you need to sell your home for top dollar, refinance and save money, or even buy a bargain in Southern California, Ron Siegel can help. Call Ron directly at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Take advantage of speaking with Ron anytime you're entering a real estate transaction. Having someone who can answer all of your questions that truly cares about you and your family's best interest is priceless. Call Ron Siegel today and you'll be glad you did. 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or you can visit Real Estate Radio with Ron .com for more info.
Blue Water Credit Repair is the industry leader in fixing bad credit. Did you know a 40-point increase in your credit score can save you $40,000 on a home loan and $4,000 on a car loan? You deserve good credit and peace of mind. Take the first step today and go to BlueWaterCredit.com and register for a free consultation from one of their credit repair experts. That's BlueWaterCredit.com.
Trimming of your retirement does not include losing your house. However, due to today's lower stock market, higher medical bills, and taxes, many retirees face this very problem. This is why it is necessary that you, as a baby boomer considering retirement within the next 10 years, understand reverse mortgages and what one could do for you or your parents. A reverse mortgage could make it possible for you or your parents to travel, buy a second home, or start a new business. For more information about reverse mortgages, just call our off-air number at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit realestateradiowithron.com and click the free workshop button.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the mortgage minute today is being brought to you by RonIsMyLender.com. RonIsMyLender.com. Yeah, when you've got a credit issue, you know, or a lending issue, you just call RonIsMyLender.com, go on the site, and we've got all the information for you. You've got everything that you need to get that new home loan. And I'm going to tell you this because it is important. The issue here is strategy beats rate every time. Strategy beats rate every time. I just shared with some folks over the weekend how they could cut, you know, about a half a percent, 0.75% off the interest rate on their loan using, it was a new home purchase, using the correct strategy. A lot of people don't want to understand where strategy comes in, but it is a major, major issue. Let's see what we're looking at in the markets right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now up 420 points. NASDAQ, it's up 38. The S&P 500 up 45. 10-year Treasury down 2. That's the yield or the interest rate. Mortgage-backed securities, they are up 16 basis points. That's good. That means interest rates are down a bit on that information. But the question becomes, why is it all happening? Why is it all happening? And we're going to give you that information, not because of economic news today, but London has shut down non-essential businesses for the next 4 weeks. Hope things are not as bad going the second time around. But here's what we're looking at is, you know, maybe the markets are starting to see where the elections are or believe what's going on with the elections. Could be. Markets do not like uncertainty. They like to know what's going on. We do know this week we're going to be getting the ADP jobs report. They call it the employment report on Wednesday. The BLS, Bureau of Labor Statistics, jobs report on Friday. Markets are anticipating around 600,000 job creations in both, and they're expecting unemployment rate to drop from 7.9 to 7.6. There's also a Fed meeting this week with their statement and press conference due for release on Thursday. So Peter Buchvar has mentioned that there is chatter the Fed may even be buy more long maturity bonds in an effort to push rates lower. We're going to keep you posted on that one. So we're watching all of that information, and obviously we'll be talking more and more about that jobs report that comes out, the jobs report coming out. The big one is always going to be the Bureau of Labor Statistics report. That comes out the first Friday of every month. And remember, they do have to adjust it because if you remember last month, the first was a Friday. So do you think they got all those jobs counted in overnight? No. So they have a formula that they use, and then they adjust it to come out with what the report's going to say or what the numbers will be as they get more and more numbers. We do know that some of the numbers are going to be skewed just because Calizuela has not been able, you know, we don't have enough technology in this state. So Calizuela has been not doing a good job in keeping up with those people that need help. The people that are filing for unemployment, they haven't been accepting new unemployment claims. Horrible that they're doing that, but unbelievable. That's just the way it keeps going. U.S. manufacturing sector is coming out with some good numbers again, so we've been watching that one for you. Manufacturing, that's a leading indicator. Those are some of the higher-priced jobs, right? So those are higher, better wages. Now, we know that the wages that have been coming out has been very strong. Right, under the Trump administration, wages have gone up about $6,500 per family. Then you think you can add another $1,000 or $2,000 from the lower gas prices, energy independence. You got another couple thousand from in benefit from the tax cuts that hit the middle and lower income in earners. Yeah, I know that some people want to say, no, it was just the wealthy got the biggest cut. Of course they did. They pay the most money, so how wouldn't they be getting the biggest share of the taxes if they're paying the most money? I just baffles how people fall for that garbage all the time. And the you know that people falling for it because the politicians continually use the same line. If it didn't work, they wouldn't use it. I'm just throwing that out there for you. So it is a bunch of malarkey, but being that people like to still get that information, we still give it to you. We still share it. We're going to give you what's really happening in the marketplace. Speaking of really happening in the marketplace, I thought I'd give you a little bit of numbers also, being that we are in Calizuela. We are doing real estate, and we chat real estate all the time. Median home price right now, Orange County, $808,000. Appreciation projected forecast for the next year, 7.36%. Over the next 5 years, 38.39%. So we've got a lot of good information on that one. Let's take a look at the same numbers for our friends in the Inland Empire in Riverside. Median home price for Riverside, $416,789. Appreciation projection for the 1 year, 7.66%. 5-year appreciation, 33.58%. Inventory is still the big problem in each of these different areas. So we're watching all of that for you. And there's a lot of first-time home buyers that are getting in on the action right now. They're wanting to buy inventory, buy real estate. 2020 average, national average is, again, 7.9% unemployment. Riverside, you're at 9.92. So we've got to get back to work. Part of that has to do with the fact that the governor wants to keep everything shut down. You just can't fathom how he feels that this is helping anybody. Right? We're not, it's not solving the coronavirus problem. Right? And it's not going to solve the coronavirus problem. Here's the issue is our great scientists are going to solve that problem. And they already are. Our doctors have pretty much figured out what is working for the most part, because we know that because we're seeing the cases of coronavirus continue to increase. Maybe it's because we're getting so many more people tested, but hospitalizations and deaths are not increasing at the same rate. Thank goodness. We're not looking for that. That's not our goal, is to have those continue to go up. But my point is we're seeing that the numbers are not bearing out the fact of what the politicians want us to believe. Right. So what is Governor Newsom? What is his thoughts about why we continue to do this? Why are we continuing? We got Disneyland shut down. We got Knott's Berry Farm. We've got Magic Mountain. Right. Who's working there? Now, the people that are the higher wage earners, they've probably been reallocated to Disney's studios. Right. Or the headquarters. I think it's out in Burbank. Or the main, or the offices, they're still working. Who's the governor really hurting the most? Yeah, it's the hourly worker, the person that's trying to get by, the young person that's trying to get their first job. That's who the governor is really targeting right here. And that's the same person, in many instances, that doesn't have the comorbidities that we have to worry about, right? The young person that's just getting a job out there at Disneyland, they're not the person that we have to really worry about with the coronavirus. They're going to get it. They're going to get better. Yeah, I know it's a dangerous disease. But then again, so are a lot of diseases that are dangerous, right? This one's a highly contagious one, but we got to understand that the doctors have learned more about it. Was the shutdown worthwhile? Yeah, well, history will tell us that. But what we do know for sure is that we know more today about the coronavirus than what we knew in January, February, March. Just throw that out there for you to consider. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we got a lot to chat about still. We're going to talk about reasons why the election won't dampen the housing market. Do insurance companies use credit data? How much money do you need to buy a house? We've got a great investment for you. And I'm not an investment advisor, but I will tell you about this one. I can do that legally. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of our street.
Hi, we're here with Ron Siegel, the host of Real Estate Radio. Ron, welcome to the studio. Give us insight as to what your show is all about.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me. Thanks for asking me that question. The reason we developed Real Estate Radio is right now there is an abundance of misinformation out there. So Real Estate Radio is a show designed to give Southern California a focal point for their real estate knowledge, as well as a place to go just in case they might need anything real estate related.
So how are you helping people?
That's actually pretty simple. People need advice. So it really doesn't matter who you are. If you have any real estate questions, we're here to help. Whether you're buying a home, selling, you're experiencing a loan modification, short sale, foreclosure, there are a lot of things going on in this marketplace.
How can people get a hold of you?
Real easy. All you have to do is call. The number is 1-800-306-1990, press option 1.
Interesting times in the market right now. Where do you think the markets are going from here?
That's a great question. All I can say is this. The housing market came down one house at a time, and what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to build it one house, one family at a time. So the best thing that anyone can do is access the free advice that we really want to give you. And to do that, you simply need to call me. The number is 1-800-306-1990, option 1. I'd really love to help.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you paying rent because you think you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you renting because you don't believe that you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? The Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com, licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. SLT Home Digest. That will tell you exactly what the county recorder knows about your property, what the marketplace believes about your property. And best of all, it is free from your friends at Ron Siegel Radio, SLT Home Digest. Text that to 79564. Four reasons why the election will not dampen the housing market. Tomorrow, obviously, Americans will decide our president for the next 4 years. That decision will have a major impact on many aspects of life in this country, but the residential real estate market will not be one of them. Analysts will try to impact feasible changes in regulations might. Analysts will try to measure the impact feasible changes in regulations might have on housing, the effect of a possible first-time buyer program, and many number of other situations based on who wins the housing market. The housing market will, however, remain strong for four reasons. Number one, demand is strong among millennials. The nation's largest generation began entering the housing market last year as they reached the age to marry and have children, two key drivers of home ownership. As the Wall Street Journal recently reported, quote, millennials, long viewed as perennial home renters, who were reluctant or unable to buy are now emerging as a driving force in the U.S. housing market's recent recovery. Number two, mortgage rates are historically low. All-time low interest rates are also driving demand across all generations. Strong demand created by this rate drop has countered the economic disruptions like the pandemic, the recession, record unemployment. In addition, Freddie Mac just forecasted mortgage rates to remain low through next year, and I quote, one of the main drivers of the strong housing recovery is historically low mortgage interest rates. Given weakness in the broader economy, the Federal Reserve signal that its policy rate will remain low until inflation picks up and no signs of inflation. We forecast mortgage rates to remain flat over the next year. From the third quarter of 2020 through the end of 2021, we forecast mortgage rates to remain unchanged at 3%. Number three, prices continue to appreciate. The continued lack of supply of existing homes for sale, coupled with the surge in buyer demand, has experts forecasting strong price appreciation over the next 12 months. Number four, history says so. Though it's true that the market slows slightly in November when it's a presidential election year, the pace returns quickly. Here's an explanation as to why from the Home Building Industry Report by BTIG. Quote, this may indicate that potential home buyers may become more cautious in the face of national election uncertainty. This caution is temporary and ultimately results in deferred sales as the economy, jobs, interest rates, and consumer confidence all have far more meaningful roles in the home purchase decision than a presidential election result in the months that follow, unquote. Ali Wolf, chief economist for Myers Research, also notes, quote, history suggests that the slowdown is largely concentrated in the month of November. In fact, the year after a presidential election is the best of the four-year cycle. This suggests that demand for new housing is not lost because of election uncertainty. Rather, it gets pushed out to the following year as long as the economy stays strong. Bottom line, there is no doubt this is one of the most contentious presidential elections in our nation's history. The outcome will have a major impact on many sectors of the economy. However, as Matthew Speakman, an economist at Zillow, explained last week, quote, while the path of the overall economy is likely to be most directly dictated by coronavirus-related and political developments in the coming months, recent trends suggest that the housing market, which has basically withstood every pandemic-related challenge to this point, will continue its strong momentum in the months to come. What does that mean to you? It means if you're thinking about buying or selling a house, give our team a call, Siegel Lending Team. Ron is mylender.com. You can also go on the site mysocallender.com, two different websites. Get pre-approved. Find out what you can qualify for. Maybe you already own a house. Maybe you want to get a bigger house. Maybe you want to help your kids get a house. Right? Those are all things that are doable. When you're thinking about buying a house, right now is a great time. Right now, you've got the sellers out there. You've got more buyers than sellers. We just talked about the fact that there's going to be more buyers coming into the marketplace next year. So does that mean prices are going to go down or going to go up? Obviously, when there's more buyers in the marketplace than there are sellers in the marketplace, that's going to tell you prices are heading in a northerly direction. They're going up. I'll just share that with you because it's just the way the numbers come out, right? Because if you're going to continue to see more buyers than sellers, this is just plain economics 101, right? And economics 101 tells us that we're going to end up getting the prices go up when there's more buyers than sellers. There's more demand. You're going to get more bidding wars. And the bidding wars are a big issue. I talk about the bidding wars all the time because one of the things that you have to be real, real careful of when you're talking about a bidding war is what are you going to do about that if you don't understand how to market your property? How are you going to get the right person? You got to have the right agent negotiating on your behalf. Are they looking at the pre-approvals the right way? And I see this all the time from our private lending clients, right? The pre-approvals come out and you see, okay, well, they can afford and I'm looking at the median home price for Orange County, $800,000 house. But you're in a bidding war. You priced it aggressively as a seller. So you priced your property aggressively because you wanted to encourage the bidding war. As you encourage that bidding war, what's going to end up happening is maybe that person that was approved for an $800,000 home can't afford an $825,000 home, can't afford an $850,000 home. Well, if that's the case, what are you doing? How are you going to have that person as one of the people that's in the bidding war when they can't afford it? They might like it. They like the idea of the property. They'll think they can stretch and do it. They might even say that they can swing that payment because mom or dad or grandma, grandpa, Uncle John, or whoever's going to help them with a payment. But if they don't qualify for the payment, it doesn't matter who's going to help, right? They've got to have the income to qualify. Now, the strategy could be that they need to take some of their down payment money and apply it into getting a lower interest rate. Right, that helps them qualify. They might have less equity for a short term, but if they have the payment goes down because they've strategically dealt with their interest rates, and you can strategically deal with interest rates. You don't have to just go in and say, okay, this is what the bank told me. I'm going to share with you, as I've shared with you many, many times, strategy beats rate always. Strategy will beat rate every single time because not everybody has the same strategy. I watched and saw a 75-year-old individual got a loan a few months ago with a company that has a strategy that might be questionable for a 50-year-old individual. But if they go with the same strategy, the goals, their objectives, their long-term, 50-year-old individual has a 30-year time horizon, a 35-year time horizon. A 75-year-old individual, I don't know the exact numbers, but actuarially, they've got a 10-year time horizon. How do you go with the same loan program for two people that have completely different time horizons, different goals, different objectives? Just throw that out there for you. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, do insurance companies use credit data? How much money do you need to buy a home? Wealth tax. What is the definition of that? Pros, cons, is it good for you? We'll talk about it. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. You know it. We're going to be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation mortgage adoption plan. You be the judge if it's right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to map@ronsiegelradio.com or call today Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporation and MLS 217037 and DCAL BRE number 01869452.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Do you believe Southern California real estate is a great investment? Are you a little short to be a cash investor? Are you missing the Social Security card or tax returns? The Siegel Lending Team has the loans for you. Common Sense Lending is back. Yes, there's a cost to higher risk, but the reward can be great. Call today for details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 217037 and DRE number 1869452.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions. Ron Siegel Radio, or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The featured home segment today being brought to you by MySoCalLender.com. Yes, MySoCalLender.com. They've got all the information for you for those featured homes for your home when you're ready to buy that new home. They've got the information. Featured Home Day is being brought to you by Melinda Johnson. This is 4983 Avila Way in Buena Park. Three bedrooms, two full and one half bathroom. You can make this townhome your own. Clean and ready canvas awaits you in this three-bedroom townhome in Buena Park. No one above or below you. Your garage can be accessed through your private backyard, which offers room for growing a container garden. Don't know what a container garden is, but that doesn't mean a whole lot. Dining al fresco with friends and family, or letting your four-legged pets enjoy some outdoor space. Commuting or just looking to scoot out of town for a quick trip? Easy access to local freeways, including the 91 and the 5 freeway. Also, within walking distance of the picnic, barbecue, and children's play areas in lovely Smith Murphy Park. $489,000 in Orange County. $489,000 in Orange County. Hey, this to me looks like it would be a great starter home. Think about this. 5% down, your payment is under $3,000 a month. That's including principal, interest, taxes, mortgage insurance, HOA dues, property tax, all of it under $3,000. 30 years, 10% down, $2,783 a month, 20% down, $2,444 a month. And the compliance information tells us the APR is 3.097, APR of 2.973, and 2.822, NMLS 217037. All that brought to you by our good friend Melinda Johnson, who's actually the very first guest I had when I first started doing radio many, many years ago. She and I won't mention how long ago it is because she's young, I'm old, so we'll just continue with that. That is the featured home brought to you by MySoCalLender.com, MySoCalLender.com. Remember what I told you, strategy beats rate every time. We can probably get those payments down for you even further once we understand what your strategy is. Call the team at MySoCalLender.com. So we're continuing our conversation this morning. We've had some pretty interesting conversations today, just chatting a little bit about some of the different areas of the market, what's happening in real estate, what we anticipate in the future of real estate, especially going forward right now as we're understanding what's going on in the marketplace. Now, probably by tomorrow night, I'm going to guess tomorrow night, we're going to have an answer because just have a feeling that I'm going to tell you right now, my prediction is that the president will be reelected. We may not need to know what Pennsylvania does because we know so many other states. I think Florida, they've already had so many people voted. They might even know already the way their vote is going to go. And one of the things I found fascinating when I was listening to one of the reports this morning, when you look at the rallies that the president has, one of the big issues from the president's rallies is they don't know who people are going to vote for. But they, in order to get to into the rally, you have to give personal information. Part of that information happens to be party affiliation. And apparently there's a significant number of Democrats that are attending these rallies that the president is doing. Do you think that's because they're voting for quid pro quo China Joe? I doubt it. How much cash do you really need to buy a home? That is one of our questions we're going to talk about today. So let's start with one of the first payments you might have to make, a down payment. When someone takes out a mortgage, they'll put down a percentage of the home's price. That's the down payment. You might have heard that down payments are about 20% of the total cost of your new home. That could be true, but it really just depends on your mortgage. Again, the mortgage strategy. There are mortgage options that require little to no down payment. And I know there's a lot of people that don't understand that part of it, but there are strategies that require little to no down payment. Again, as I share with you all the time, strategy beats rate always, every single time. So just remember that as we talk about some of these issues, that we're always looking to figure out how to get the best strategy for you. So there is the USDA mortgage. That's a mortgage where the USDA guarantees mortgages for eligible buyers, primarily in rural areas. Ironically enough, there is one zip code in Santa Ana that's considered a rural area. But we're going to see more of that in Riverside and San Bernardino counties, that there's a lot more areas out there that are rural. These loans do not have a down payment requirements to qualify for a USDA loan. The property must meet eligibility requirements as to where it's located. Your household must fall within the income requirements, which depend on the state and county areas. You must meet credit, income, and other requirements of the lender, though they may be less rigorous than loans not backed by a government entity. Secondly, conventional mortgages financed through traditional lenders and not through a government entity, depending on your credit and other factors, you may not need to put 20% down on such loans. Some lenders may allow as little as 5% down, 3% down, for example, but you'll have to pay private mortgage insurance, PMI, if you put down less than 20%. The FHA mortgage, and remember the conventional, that's generally, we're going to be talking there about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Government-sponsored entities, those are not government entities. They're government-sponsored entities. Not a huge difference in the two, but it is the technical correctness. Number three is the FHA mortgage. FHA loans, like USDA loans, are partially guaranteed by the government agency. In this case, it's the Federal Housing Administration, FHA. A down payment on these loans may be as little as 3.5%. Requirements for an FHA loan can include you're purchasing a primary home. The home in question meets certain requirements related to value and cost, a debt-to-income ratio between 43 and 56.9%, and you meet other credit requirements, though these may not be as strict as with conventional loans. How much do you need to make to buy a $200,000 house? And I know that we'd use $200,000 because it's going to fit everything, right? I already told you that we're looking at about $400,000 in the median home price in Riverside County, $800,000 in Orange County. So you can double the number that I'm going to share with you in a minute or multiply times four. Given the above information, here's what your down payment might look like on a home worth $200,000. USDA loan, maybe zero. VA veterans, we appreciate you. That's also going to be zero if you qualify and you've got all the right paperwork and whatnot. USDA loan, again, potentially zero. Conventional loan from $10,000 to $40,000. FHA loan as low as $7,000. These are just some options for mortgages with low down payment requirements. Working with a mortgage banker or broker can help you. The mortgage bankers and brokers, they're basically what I call personal shoppers. They're going to be looking around for what's the best product for you in the marketplace that fits your long and short-term needs. When you go to the brick and mortar, the banks and credit unions, they only have their product to offer you. They don't have all the other products that are available in the marketplace. So I'm just going to share that with you. So I always recommend going with a broker or a mortgage banker. They don't get paid unless you close the loan with them. So the bottom line is they've got to work to earn your business. If you go to the brick and mortars, they're getting paid either way. Closing costs, typically between 3 and 6% of your mortgage principal. That's how much you're borrowing. So the less you put down, the more your closing costs might be. Here's a range of closing costs, assuming a cost of 3%. Of a low range home purchase when buying with less than 20%. For a home purchase between $50,000 and $600,000, you need at least $15,000 for closing costs. Again, strategically, that can be adjusted. Between $300,000 and $500,000, $9,000 for closing costs. Between $150,000 and $300,000, $4,500 for closing costs. Get that money from your stocks, bonds, IRA, 401k, checking account, money market account, retirement account. There's a lot of other issues, other places where you can get this money. Be creative, right? I'm working on a private client. We just shared with somebody the CARES Act. Talk to your CPA. The CARES Act has special provisions for you to use your qualified funds, your retirement funds, for various items that may or may not have been open to you in the past. So strategy, as I share, strategy beats rate always. And as I suggest to you every day, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John and Sean, who are engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Lights go out and I can't be seen. Tides that I tried to swim against. Put me down.